Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhar, and today Mezechus Shavuos, Daf Lamed Vav. The end of the fourth parak Shavuos HaEdus, and the beginning of the fifth parak Shavuos HaPikadon. This parak has been generously dedicated by the Shaiman family, Lezecher Nishmas Yisrael Isser Ben Zion Ben Yaakov Al Vasham. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the Mishnah, Reb Meir taught that one who blasphemes using any name of Hashem is liable. In a brisa, he darshans this from Ish Ish Ki Yakale El Kav Nasa Cheto. Any man who curses his God shall bear his sin. The Chachamim disagree and say that Kinuim, subordinate names, are only liable for Ahazara, transgressing the Torah's warning, but not Misa. The same Machlokas appears regarding one who curses a parent, and the Gemara explains that the Chachamim here is Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, who darshaned the superfluous, the Nikvo Shem Yumas. When he blasphemes the name, he shall be killed, to teach that one who curses a parent is only executed if he uses the Shem HaMiuchad. The Mishnah taught that one who curses himself or another is liable for using any name, and the Gemara says this ruling is unanimous. Cursing oneself is prohibited by the Pasuk, Raki Shamer Ocha Ushmor Nafshechad Ma'od. Only beware for yourself and greatly beware for your soul, warning not to harm oneself. And the terms Hishamer, Pen, Ba'al connote Alosase. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if one told Edim, Al Yakucha, may Hashem not strike you if you do testify for me, or Yivarechucha, he should bless you if you testify, Reb Meir says they are liable because a curse for not testifying is implied, but the Chachamim disagree. The Gemara objects that Reb Meir does not hold Mikol Lav Atashamayahein. From the inference of the negative, you hear the positive regarding conditional transactions. The Gemara first reverses the Mishnah's opinions, but then answers that Reb Meir's position is only regarding mamona, monetary cases, meaning a tanai in a transaction. But he agrees regarding isura, prohibition, such as swearing falsely, that the curse is inferred from the negative. This is challenged from the law of Sota, which is Isura, her prohibition to her husband, yet her Shvua requires expressing the positive curse and does not rely on the inference. The Gemara proves that everyone agrees an inference can be made for Isura, because Kohanim who perform a vote after drinking wine or with long hair incur Misabide Shemaim, despite being a mere inference. It answers that Sota is Isura de Ispe Mamona, a prohibition which has a monetary element because she stands to lose her Ksuba. And point number three, the fifth parak details the laws of Shavuos HaPikadon, the oath of deposit, where someone denies possessing someone's pikadon, loan, or other things, with a specific consequence of karban ashem and paying an additional fifth. This applies to all people, including those disqualified from edus. Reb Meir says one is only liable for a shvu outside of Beis Din if he himself swore. If someone else was mashbihim, he's only liable in Beis Din. The Chachamim hold that one is always liable, even outside of Beis Din. He's liable both where he is fully aware that he was swearing falsely and knew its carbon consequences, as well as where he did not know about the carbon, provided that he was not an outright shogeg, meaning where he thought he was swearing truthfully. The Mishnah describes Shavuos HaPikadon as where the Tobeah says, Ten li pikdoni sheyesh li biyadcha, give me my deposit which is in your possession. And the defendant says, Shavuos she'ein lecha biyadi, an oath that you have nothing in my possession. Or he merely denied it, and the Tovea was Meshbiya him, and the Nitva says, Amen. The Mishnah discusses numerous cases of multiple claims or claimants and details when Shavuos would incur multiple liabilities. So once again, the three points are, number one, in the Mishnah, Reb Meir taught, the one who blasphemes using any name of Hashem is liable. In a brisa, he darshans this from Ish Ish Ki Yakale El Kav Nasa Cheto. Any man who curses his God shall bear his sin. The Chachamim disagree and say that Kinuim, subordinate names, are only liable for Ahazara, transgressing the Torah's warning, but not Misa. The same Machlokas appears regarding one who curses a parent, and the Gemara explains that the Chachamim here is Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, who darshaned the superfluous, the Nikvo Shem Yumas. When he blasphemes the name, he shall be killed, to teach that one who curses a parent is only executed if he uses the Shem HaMiuchad. The Mishnah taught that one who curses himself or another is liable for using any name, and the Gemara says this ruling is unanimous. Cursing oneself is prohibited by the Pasuk, Raki Shamer Ocha Ushmor Nafshechad Ma'od. Only beware for yourself and greatly beware for your soul, warning not to harm oneself, and the terms Hishamer, Pen, Ba'al connote Alosase. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if one told Edim, Al Yakucha, may Hashem not strike you if you do testify for me, or Yivarechucha, he should bless you if you testify. Reb Meir says they are liable because a curse for not testifying is implied, but the Chachamim disagree. The Gemara objects that Reb Meir does not hold mikol lav atah shomei hein. From the inference of the negative, you hear the positive regarding conditional transactions. The Gemara first reverses the Mishnah's opinions, but then answers that Reb Meir's position is only regarding mamona, monetary cases, meaning a tanai in a transaction. But he agrees regarding isura, prohibition, such as swearing falsely, that the curse is inferred from the negative. This is challenged from the law of sota, which is isura, her prohibition to her husband, yet her shvua requires expressing the positive curse and does not rely on the inference. The Gemara proves that everyone agrees an inference can be made for Isura, because Kohanim who perform a vote after drinking wine or with long hair incur Misabide Shemaim, despite being a mere inference. It answers that Sota is Isura de Isbe Mamona, a prohibition which has a monetary element, because she stands to lose her Ksuba. And point number three, the fifth parak details the laws of Shuas Pikadon, the oath of deposit, where someone denies possessing someone's Pikadon, loan, or other things, with a specific consequence of Karban Ashem and paying an additional fifth. This applies to all people, including those disqualified from Edus. Reb Meir says one is only liable for a Shvu outside of Basin if he himself swore. If someone else was Mashbihim, he's only liable in Basin. The Chachamim hold that one is always liable, even outside of Basin. He's liable both where he is fully aware that he was swearing falsely and knew its carbon consequences, as well as where he did not know about the carbon, provided that he was not an outright shogeg, meaning where he thought he was swearing truthfully. The Mishnah describes Shuas Pikadon as where the Tovea says, Temli Pikdoni Shieshi Biyadcha, give me my deposit which is in your possession. And the defendant says, Shuas She'en Lecha Biyadi, an oath that you have nothing in my possession. Or he merely denied it, and the Tovea was Meshbiya him, and the Nitva says, Amen. The Mishnah discusses numerous cases of multiple claims or claimants and details when Shavuos would incur multiple liabilities. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Vav, and our standard Siman is a Lulav. A Lulav, so here goes. The man who cursed himself with one of the names of Hashem after he realized he held the Lulav upside down and then said to two witnesses, may Hashem not strike you if you testify for me that I was sold a defective Lulav, was outraged when the person he deposited his Lulav case with took a Shavuos Pikadon and denied it was in his possession. Once again, slow motion. The man who cursed himself with one of the names of Hashem after he realized he held the Lulav, that must be warned off Lamed Vav. Lulav. The man who cursed himself with one of the names of Hashem after he realized he held the lulav upside down, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one who curses himself or another is liable for using any name of Hashem, and the Gemara says this ruling is unanimous. Cursing oneself is prohibited by the pasuk, Raki shamer ocha ushmur nafshecha ma'od, only beware for yourself and greatly beware for your soul, warning not to harm oneself, and the terms hishamer pen va'al connote alosase. So the man who cursed himself with one of the names of Hashem, after he realized he held the lulav upside down, and then said to two witnesses, may Hashem not strike you if you testify for me that I was sold a defective lulav, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if one told Edim, al yakucha, may Hashem not strike you if you do testify for me, or yibarechucha, he should bless you if you testify. Reb Meir says they are chai because a curse for not testifying is implied, but the Chachamim disagree. The Gemara will come to distinguish between inferring for an Isser case versus inferring in a Mamon case. So the man who cursed himself with one of the names of Hashem, after he realized he held the lulav upside down, and then said to two witnesses, may Hashem not strike you if you testify for me that I was sold a defective lulav, was outraged when the person he deposited his lulav case with took a Shavuos Pikadon and denied it was in his possession, which reminds us, the fifth parak details the laws of Shuas Pikadon, the oath of deposit, where someone denies possessing someone else's Pikadon, or loan, with a specific consequence of a Karban Ashem, and paying an additional fifth. This applies to all people, including those disqualified from Edus. Reb Meir says one is only liable for a Shvua outside of Basin if he himself swore. If someone else was Mashbiyahim, he's only liable in Basin. The Chachamim hold that one is always liable even outside of Basin. So once again, the man who cursed himself with one of the names of Hashem, after he realized he held the lulav upside down, and then said to two witnesses, may Hashem not strike you if you testify for me that I was sold a defective lulav, was outraged when the person he deposited his lulav case with took a Shavuos Pikadon and denied it was in his possession. All right, so now it's time for a four blah chazara. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Siman Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientist in the lab, that must be Daf
Lamed Beis. The scientists in the lab measuring the time lapse between two people who denied knowing Eidus to determine if the second Eidus was Betoch Edei Dibur, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if both Edim denied knowing testimony Bepasachas, simultaneously they're both liable. If they denied one after the other, the second is exempt, since his Eidus would not have sufficed to require payment. The Gemara wonders how their denial could have been simultaneous. Ha'iv shalat samsim, but it's impossible to be so precise. Rav Chisda answers that this Mishnah follows Rabbi Yossi, he holds ef shalat samsim. Rabbi Yochanan answers differently. The two denials were made b'toch kedei dibur, within the time required for a statement, and toch kedei dibur is kedibur, considered like part of the previous statement, and considered simultaneous. So the scientists in the lab measuring the time lapse between two people who denied knowing Eidus to determine if the second Eidus was Betoch Kedei Dibur picked up a signal that a single witness who denied knowing Eidus was a case of Davar Hagor Mamon Kamamon Dami, which reminds us, in a braisa, the Tanna Kamma says, Mashbi Eid Echod Pater, one who's Mashbi, a single witness to testify for him, and he falsely denies knowing Eidus, the Eid is exempt. Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Shimon says he's liable. The Gemara concludes that all Tanaim agree that a single witness can only force a defendant to swear not to pay. However, since most people would opt to pay rather than swear, Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Shimon holds davar hagorm lamamon kamamon dami, something which likely causes a payment of money is considered like directly requiring payment of money. So this witness is considered as having withheld monetary testimony. The Tanna Kamma holds gorm lamamon is not like mamon, so a single aid is not liable for denying aidus. So, the scientists in the lab measuring the time lapse between two people who denied knowing Eidus to determine if the second Eidus was Betoch Kedei Dibur picked up a signal that a single witness who denied knowing Eidus was a case of Davar Gormo Mamun Kamamun Dami, but were confounded regarding what to do when someone grabbed a silver bar, admitted he grabbed it, but claimed it was his. Which reminds us, Abai said there is a case where everyone agrees a single witness is liable for denying testimony because his Eidus would have required payment, such as the case of Rabbi Abba. A man grabbed a silver bar from someone and the case came before Rabbi Abba. One witness testified to the grabbing and the defendant responded, yes, I grabbed it, but I grabbed that, which is mine. Daf Lamed Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-legged pirates. Peg-legged pirates? That must be on Daf Lamed Gimel. Peg-legged pirate. The peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Eidus about the theft which required the thief to pay kanas, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Mashbia Eide kanas mahu, if one is Mashbia witnesses to a claim for a penalty payment, what is the halacha? The question is only relevant according to the Rabban who hold Modeba kanas ha'archa chabo Eidim pater. If one admits in a penalty case and witnesses come afterwards to testify, he's still exempt from paying. Otherwise, the kanas is identical to a standard monetary claim. So the peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Eidus about the theft which would require the thief to pay kanas were amused when the pirates looking for Eidus that they are pirates miuchasim, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one tells Eidim, I must be a you, that you should come and testify that I'm a Kohen or a Levi or that he's not a Chalal or he's must be a them to testify that someone else is a Kohen or the others, they're not liable. In a braisa, Tanaim present four different sources that ain't a custom of dabre al betvias mamun. The pasuk of Shmuel, the Eidus only discusses a monetary claim. So the peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Eidus about the theft which would require the thief to pay kanas were amused when the pirates looking for Eidus that they are pirates miuchasim were splashed by a pirate with a harshah to make Eidim swear for his friend, which reminds us. Shmuel explains that Eidim would be liable for a monetary claim made on someone else's behalf, where he comes to basin with the power of attorney authorized in a shtar, which provides him the legal status of the Tovea.
Daf Lamed Daled, so the similar Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes.
The rabbi standing on a ladder. Ladder? That must be more on Daf Lamed Daled. The rabbi standing on a ladder who spotted a man who chased someone into a ruin come out with a bloody sword and the victim dying, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses ruling on monetary or capital cases based on circumstantial evidence and the incident of Shimon ben Shetach, who saw a person chase someone into a ruin and found a bloody sword in the pursuer's hand and the victim dying. He told the pursuer, wicked one, who killed this person? Either I or you. But what can I do when your blood is not in my hand to administer justice? Ela hamakum yipareb mimcha. Rather may Hashem punish you. A snake immediately bit the murderer and he died. So the rabbi standing on a ladder who spotted a man who chased someone into a ruin, come out with a bloody sword and the victim dying, which was the same ladder that a debtor denied being at, even though he once tied his shoelace on it, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses a defendant caught lying about an incident which does not prove a debt. Rava argued any matter which is not incumbent upon a person to recall, he does without noticing and is not considered a liar for denying it. So the rabbi standing on a ladder spotted a man who chased someone into a ruin, come out with a bloody sword and the victim dying, which was the same ladder that a debtor denied being at, even though he once tied his shoelace on it, was nervous when he saw a distracted bacher walking towards the ladder, trying to figure out which is more similar to a shuas hibikadon. Is it shuas ha'edus or me'ila regarding bringing a carbon? Which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the difference between shuas ha'edus and shuas ha'pikadon regarding bringing a carbon for mazid, and the discussion whether shuas ha'pikadon is more similar to me'ila or to shuas ha'edus.
Daf Lamed Hey. So the similar Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. At the children's choir, that must be more on Daf Lamed Hey. La la la. At the children's choir Shavu Bashira concert, when a man in the audience shouted, "I must be you to testify," without specifying whom, which reminds us, if one stood in the base Knesset and said, "I must be you to testify for me," all those present are exempt until he specifies Adim. So at the children's choir Shavu Bashira concert, when a man in the audience shouted, "I must be you to testify," without specifying whom, and then failed again when he was Mashbia B'Shamayim U'Ba'aretz instead of using one of Hashem's names, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that if one is Mashbia witnesses B'Shamayim U'Ba'aretz, by heaven and earth, they are exempt. But if he was Mashbia using Hashem's names, such as the one beginning with Olive Dalit, or with Chanun, gracious one, or Rachum, merciful one, they are liable. So at the children's choir Shavua Bashira concert, when a man in the audience shouted, "I must be you to testify," without specifying whom, and then failed again when he was Mashbia B'Shamayim U'Ba'aretz instead of using one of Hashem's names, the choir decided to sing the Gadol Hachnasas Orchim song and invite the man on stage as their guest, which reminds us, a Braisa lists numerous names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tanakh and discusses which actually referred to Hashem. All the Shem was written in connection with Avram are Kodesh. They're sacred, meaning they're divine names, except where he said, "Adonai, my master, if I have found favor in your eyes, please do not pass away from your servant." However, Rabbi Lezer Modai was quoted saying that this is also Kodesh. This opinion is followed by Rav, who derived from here. Gadol hachnasas orchim yoser, mahakabalas b'nei shechina. Receiving guests is greater than receiving the shechina, which is why Avram went to receive guests, although the shechina was present. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one.
Which stuff do we discuss Shavuos HaPikadon, whether it's closer to Shavuos HaEdus or Me'ila, regarding bringing a carbon for a mazid? That's on Daf Lamed Daled.
Good. Number two. Which stuff do we learn that Shavuos HaEdus applies to valid Edim, and women are pasul HaEdus? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number three. Which stuff do we learn about exemptions from Shavuos HaEdus, such as not specifying the witnesses? That's on Daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number four. Which daf do we discuss Makal Rav Atashomaya Hain for an Isser versus for Mamon? That's on Daf Lamed Vav. Good.
Number five. Which daf when everyone agrees a single witness is liable for denying testimony because his edus would have required payment, such as the case of Naska de Rabbi Abba, where someone grabbed a silver bar from someone? That's on Daf Lamed Beis.
Good. Number six.
Which of the one Belezba Rabbi Shimon holds, Davar Gorm Lamamun Kamamun Dami, that's on Dav Lamed Beis.
Good. Number seven. Which daf do we discuss Makal Rav Atashomaya Hain for an Isser versus for Mamon? That's on Dav Lamed Vav. Good.
Number eight.
Which daf do we win Gadol HaKnasas Orchim Yoser, Makabalot Pnei Shechina, that's on Dav Lamed Hey. Good.
Number nine.
Which daf do you discuss the love of cursing oneself? That's on Daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 10.
Which daf do we learn that any matter which is not incumbent on a person to recall, he does without noticing and is not considered a liar for denying it? That's on Daf Lamed Daled.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.